chapter 2, verbal communication. Now, what is the importance of verbal communication? What do we mean by verbal communication? So first and foremost, verbal communication is making use of words. When we talk of verbal communication, it plays an important role in binding and cementing relationships. It plays an important role to motivate people. It plays an important role in ideally resolving issues. So it is very important to understand how the information can be communicated. Is it relevant? Is it specific? Is that information required? So whenever we communicate, we have to understand its importance. We have to understand, should we put forward the information or is it fine if that information is not put forward? So specific, relevant. When we talk of professional communication, it has to serve the purpose. Finally, are we able to convince or influence the opposite person or people? So for example, here they've mentioned presentation. A presentation could be related to a new product, right? So you give a presentation. You also have a visual aids as far as that presentation is concerned. You put forward information in a manner which can be, convincing, at the same time in a manner which you can really demonstrate, correct? Then importance of body language. So gestures, posture, eye contact, body language is very, very crucial, because verbal communication is always accompanied with nonverbal communication. Then when we talk of written communication is something that has to be very specific, concise, and to the point. Written communication serves as proof. Written communication has added advantage as well as disadvantage. When I talk of nonverbal communication, we just discussed body language, gestures, posture, eye contact. Research has been done on eye contact and the importance of eye contact while communicating. Now, we take introduction. Communication is generated by verbal as well as non-verbal channels. Verbal communication means spoken or written words. It includes face-to-face communication. It is person-to-person communication, and it provides appropriate feedback and appropriate conditions for close-range feedback. So what needs to be looked into when I talk of verbal communication? Verbal communication cuts across barriers. Verbal communication is actually reaching out to people by having that ability and skill to communicate. So besides cutting across your own barriers, you're reaching out to anybody in any part of the world. It could be via, telephone call. It could be via an online platform such as Zoom. But what is important when we talk of verbal communication? What is necessary and what is required for verbal communication to be effective? It has to be spoken in a particular context. That means, in what context am I really communicating with you? Are we discussing decline in sales of goods? Are we ideally having a subordinate who's coming up with new ideas to discuss integration and collaboration at our workplace? So what is the requirement as per the situation? That is the importance of verbal communication. Nonverbal communication sometimes carries more meaning and information than verbal communication. Nonverbal communication includes body language, voice intonation, and facial expressions. Now, the importance of nonverbal communication, even research says that though we're communicating, right now I'm communicating, research says that a lot of emphasis is given to nonverbal communication. For example, right now while I'm talking to you, I have to look into the camera. Right now while I'm talking to you, I'm not standing as if I'm, not able to move at all. This kind of posture. So my posture, movements, all that will convey information to you. So somewhere, nonverbal communication communicates much more than our words. Somewhere we need to understand the importance of nonverbal communication. For example, you've gone for an interview, you're seated, the interviewer is opposite you. The interviewer has not started asking you questions, but you're already fidgeting. You're just looking there. You're not having the courage to have eye contact. So without you saying anything, so much is conveyed about you. So we've got to be very careful and alert when it comes to our facial expressions, gesture, posture, and body language. Because when we convey something through words, that has a different impact. But when we convey something through nonverbal communication, then that holds a lot of weight. So we need to understand its importance and effectiveness. Okay. Characteristics of verbal communication. The medium is the message, which means the medium through which we communicate, and the message that has to be communicated, both are equally important. When I say the medium is the message, it also means the medium and message are interconnected. What we say is of great importance, but what is the medium used? Am I actually aware that how information needs to be put forward by making use of the medium? What is a medium of communication online right now? Correct? We're using online medium of communication. So the medium and the message, that means what I'm saying, both are interconnected. Now, 55% of communication is nonverbal. So understand the importance of our communication, which is going through gestures, posture, eye contact, body language. If it's 55, it's more than half, right? 38% is tone and only 7% is words. Tone, very important aspect of communication. Am I having confidence in my tone? Say you've gone for an interview and you're not really confident. So your tone will be very different. So you have a meeting with your director in the organization and you're worried because you're not very updated with information. So that lack of confidence may be there. So that is where also your tone may be impacted. So tone of speech can convey your attitude and emotions. The moment you are worked up or stressed, your tone will show that you are worried, and thus it will reflect on your emotional state of mind. So it is very necessary to understand your own tone and at the same time be able to understand your mindset. Because see, whenever we communicate, our mindset plays a very crucial role. Where is my thought right now? Or where are my thoughts right now? Right here, based on what I have to speak. But if my thoughts are going to digress, if I'm going to go in various directions and think of other things, then the focus will not be that appropriate. So it is very important to see to it that I am actually aware and alert as far as my tone is concerned. Taking the next slide. Communication by use of words is called verbal communication. We've discussed that. Verbal communication can convey complex ideas and thoughts in an easy to understand manner. When I say verbal communication can convey complex ideas and thoughts in an easy to understand manner, it also means that am I putting forward the information to you or to the opposite person or opposite people in a structured manner? Am I wording it in a manner whereby you are able to understand When will you understand information? When the information that is put forward, it is put forward in an organized manner, that means structured information. It is put forward in a manner where you will be able to relate to it and understand it. The moment you will be able to relate to what I'm saying, then you will be able to grasp it. Now relate, that means I think I've mentioned in the previous topic that do our maps match? Are we having the same mental maps? Are we on the same page? Are you alert? But at the same time, even if you're alert, if my information is not structured or organized, then that information will not serve the purpose to you. So it is very important that it is put forward in a systematic manner, in a coherent and logical manner. Now we talk of the characteristics, the fourth one. We've discussed three so far, taking the fourth one. Verbal communication is about language that is both spoken and written. Language is an organized way of communication using vocabulary and grammar. Thus, language is a medium that helps us to express our thoughts and feelings. So, what is the importance of language when I talk of verbal communication? What is the focus on when we talk of language? Two important points. First and foremost, am I speaking that language fluently? That means when I talk of fluent, I am looking into two or three important points. Am I correct with what I'm speaking? Am I grammatically correct? Am I speaking in an appropriate manner? Because when we say she or he is speaking fluently, that means in a very appropriate manner, absolutely correct, absolutely, you know, say someone speaks English fluently. So absolutely correct, no grammatical errors, speaking in a very polished, refined manner. I would take a lot of points out here, frankly. So that is what is important. Vocabulary, grammar, sentence construction, structuring of the sentence, all that is important. So whether it is spoken or whether it is written communication. See, what is verbal communication? When I'm expressing my thoughts, views, it'll be a combination of my emotions too. Verbal communication is expressing our thoughts, our views, our emotions. It's a combination of all. Right? So that is something that needs to be looked into. Correct? Then we talk of etiquette. Etiquette is manners. So what is the role of etiquette in communication? Now, etiquette is something that is very important. And when I talk of etiquette, what is the focus on? We take this forward. Okay? So the fifth point, etiquette, right? Etiquette helps us to be aware of our conduct. Furthermore, it helps us to understand the meaning and emotions of others. So etiquette can be considered as a code of behavior. So what is the importance of etiquette? Say you're having a meeting with your boss. You and your boss are seated opposite each other. When I talk of etiquette, if we talk of manners, we also say along with the manners, you also show your respect to the other person. So what is important when I talk of this concept? Say you disagree to something that your boss says, but how are you showing your disagreement? That is where respect, your basic manners comes into picture. How are you showing that disagreement? That is what is important. So it is very crucial that when you talk of the word etiquette, you need to show basic manners. You need to show that kind of courtesy to the opposite person. And that is why it is mentioned here that you need to be aware of your own conduct, right? Especially when you are overtly emotional, you've got to be more careful as far as etiquette is concerned. So that is something that also you need to take charge of. See, when I'm communicating, what is in my control, what I'm communicating, how am I communicating, how am I expressing my views, am I putting more attention on my emotions when actually my attention should be on my views, perception, ideas. So all these are aspects that I need to focus on for my communication to be successful. Factors affecting verbal communication. Tone and voice modulation are extremely important. Tone defines you. Each individual has a specific tone, and that tone, when I say defines you, it defines your ability to express. For example, you need to be highly enthusiastic when you're addressing your team. If you yourself are not enthusiastic or motivated, that'll show up in your tone. Then how will it influence others? It may not influence others in a positive way, right? So tone and voice modulation are important. Understand the perceptions and mindset of the audience. Be an active listener. And the listening ability depends on the attitude of the person's concerned. So what is in my control? I can influence the attitude of the people involved through my tone, through my ideas, through my views. I can have that ability to persuade and convince. Persuade, P-E-R-S-U-A-D-E. What is persuade? Influencing the mindset or attitude. So these are aspects that I need to look into. Nonverbal cues such as facial expressions, body language, eye contact, gestures, posture. What about it? That is always accompanied with verbal communication. And last, conciseness means reducing the number of words and putting forward information to the point. It is very necessary that as and when I can reduce the number of words, I must and I should. Because if a sentence is lengthy, it may sound complicated. But if a sentence, there is possibility in a sentence rather to reduce the number of words, then definitely it will make the sentence sound better, right? Even when it's written communication, it'll make the reader feel that you're able to put forward all the possible information in a specific manner. And information which when seen or read, looks like it is to the point. Verbal communication. Skills required for verbal communication. Pay attention means to be alert and an active listener. When I say pay attention, it also means that you need to be in the present moment. When can I say that I'm paying attention or I paid attention to what instructions were given? When can I say that? When I was focused enough. If I was not attentive, then I would have not been able to really understand. Right? Lot of research is done on eye contact. Eye contact is a form of non-verbal communication. It shows attentiveness and interest. So eyes are window to the world because your eyes convey a lot. So a lot of information is gathered. And research says that your eyes actually express what you maybe do not wish to express. So definitely, it shows attentiveness and interest. Avoid distractions that can be internal, such as stress, worries, your personal thoughts, feelings. Why are we saying this? Because if you're worried or stressed, it'll somewhere show up in the way you communicate. You may have too many pauses, too many. You may have too many gaps while you're talking. You may suddenly seem a bit lost and you might just have your attention scattered in all directions. So it is important that as far as verbal communication is concerned, you avoid distractions. External distractions could include multitasking. Clarity is ensuring what you are saying is communicated clearly without any misunderstanding. So what is clarity? Clarity is about the information when I put it forward. Clarity is about the fact that there is no space for you to get confused. That means the way the information is put forward, you cannot get confused. For example, if a manager wants to explain the goals and objectives of a particular project to his team members, so the goals and objectives that are explained to his team members, they put forward very clearly. That means no space for confusion, absolutely understandable, and one can act on the instructions given. When will you act on the instructions given? When they're given to you clearly. So that is something that has to be followed when we talk of verbal communication. Skills required for verbal communication to be effective. Any message should be marked with clarity in relation to ideas and thought processes. So you probably are giving a presentation, but you also feel that let us have some visuals. So while you give the presentation, others can easily understand. It's like a picture is worth 1,000 words. So it's easy to understand the presentation. It gets better in terms of explanation. Or for example, when you do comparison, you show those graphs, right? The bar graphs. So that also will give clarity in terms of explanation. For clarity in communication, use simple language and focus on core points. When I say core points, you could have a lot of information to give, but you need to prioritize your information in relation to what exactly am I saying, who is my target audience, and we assume our target audience is always at a moderate level. See, I never should underestimate my target audience. So neither do I underestimate nor do I overestimate. I always assume my target audience to be at a moderate level. So when I assume my target audience to be at a moderate level, it also means that while I'm explaining, I focus on the core points. There will be key points which I should be prepared with. There will be key points which I assume when I explain to the target audience, they will be able to relate to it. So that is up to me. I should have that skill. See, what do I mean by skill? Having that ability, having that kind of, requirement. So when you have the skill, you have that ability, that requirement to express it appropriately, right? Do not interrupt the speaker. And apologize if you interrupt. It is important to let the person finish talking. I always tell students or whomever I interact with that even if you're in the middle of a major argument, while the opposite person is talking, let him or her complete. The worst thing you can do is interrupt, because when you interrupt, it kind of breaks that chain of thought for the speaker. And maybe the speaker has enough or valid information to put forward. But since you interrupted, the situation can take a different turn. And the core aspects may not really be discussed. So avoid any sort of interruption. Now see, we've mentioned this. How can you phrase your interruption? Can we pause for a few seconds? Is one way to interrupt. Now, the moment I say, can we pause for a few seconds? It means that I've already interrupted. I'm asking the person, can we wait? But I've already interrupted and asked him. So what is a better way if you really feel the need to interrupt? Can do this where the person will understand. If it's face to face, you can do this, that you want to say something. Because at that point of time, the person may see your hand raised, but may just continue with the flow of communication and not say anything. But at least you realize that I've raised my hand, he or she's not mentioned anything, so maybe he doesn't want me to communicate right now. But the very fact, if you put forward this kind of a question, can we pause for a few seconds, then you've actually interrupted. And this is something which can be irritating to the speaker, depends on the speaker. This is something which may not be appreciated by the speaker. This is something which may really be a put off for the speaker. So a lot of aspects have to be looked into. We suggest that if you really feel the need to interrupt, only then you should interrupt. Otherwise, you have to wait till the conversation is completed by the speaker. That means if it's only an urgency, then we definitely agree that, okay, you can kind of request that, you know, we need to halt. Otherwise, we do not make that mistake. So henceforth, be careful when you really want to interrupt somebody who's speaking. Be careful. Let the thought come to your mind that, look, I really need to interrupt, or can I just hang on for the next how much of a time? Ask yourself that, because that will also make you aware and alert that it's not necessary to interrupt. Why should you interrupt? So that is what needs to be looked into.